So, I'm actually really curious about chastity belts. Like, I want to put a boy in one and just poke at it and stroke it through the belt and see kind of how they work. Because I see the little, it's something you see in porn, but in porn, they just kind of look pathetic. Like, it's like, really? It doesn't look. I don't know. It's not pretty. And I know that they must not hurt because I know that not everybody who's into chastity and the people who are into it or very into it are into pain. So they probably don't hurt, but they kind of look like they hurt. Like every time you see a guy in chastity in porn, it's always like this big, like red, like abused looking cock head peeking out of the stupid thing, you know? I don't know. Like, seriously, if I knew you, I would ask if I could just handle it. For a while. Probably wouldn't let you take it off. But I would want to touch it. Just see how it goes together. How it goes on. Would I be able to see it through your pants? That kind of stuff. But, yeah, I wonder if you'll get more done now, or, like, will it be like this thing that's constantly on your mind that you could, if you wanted, go get the key? If you really want it. I wonder if in a few days you'll just be like walking down the street. And there'll be some girl that, like, lives near you or something, and you never noticed how well her shirts fit her before. Or how the girl at the Walgreens always just smiles at you like that. Is she checking you out? Like, I wonder if you'd be so distracted by the way that she smiled at you. Just thinking about her knowing about your little cock cage device that you wear to keep from chronically wasting all of your time jacking off. It would keep you from getting anything done. I don't know. It would be interesting to find out. I've noticed when boys haven't had sex in a long time, they get nicer. Like, they just start being like super duper nice to every girl that they meet. So, like, I wonder if you'll have all these girls like throwing themselves at you because you're being so sweet and helpful. I don't know, you better be careful. This might be a hard promise to keep.